Respect It's Radio, FM 104.6.
For the very first time in 2025, we have got Lisa Beeney in and on the radio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've got some really, really good news. And I mean, this is such lovely news for... This is going to help people. It really is.
Yes, we've been lucky and got funding from SGN, or they used to be known as Southern Gas Networks, so that we can carry on providing our energy advice across the island. But more importantly, they're providing funding so we can provide financial help to people to help them with their energy bills, and also to provide things like heated throws, draft proofing bits, all sorts of bits and pieces. That it just means that when we go and see somebody, or we meet somebody at one of our outreach drop-in sessions, or we go and do a home visit, if somebody's struggling to pay their energy bill, we can actually provide some financial help with that. We can provide them with things that will immediately help them reduce their energy use by reducing what they spend on lighting, cutting out some of the drafts, and also things that are going to help keep them a bit warmer, like the heated throws. So they are the immediate help, kind of the first aid bit. And then we can look at helping them fix the underlying problems and help them apply for some of the grants that could help them. We've got the new Warmer Homes grant will be coming out from the 1st of April. And that can provide up to £30,000 worth of home improvements for people. So it could pay for a whole new heating system, solar panels. For the first time ever, I think they're including batteries in this as well. And also replacement double glazing. So if somebody's got really drafty windows, then they could have a whole new heating system and also new windows totally funded under the grant scheme.
Wow, that is incredible. I mean, let's come to the second bit in April, but let's not tease anybody anymore. If you are going to qualify for these grants for now, because we should point out that this funding is available now because it's cold now.
Yes.
How do they go about it?
You can book a home visit from us. The easiest way is to go online to our website at greeniow.org.uk, or email us at info@greeniow.org.uk, or phone us on 01983 668 900. We'll pop around and we can do a home energy assessment for you, and from there we can provide you with financial help if it's really needed, and also with the other bits and pieces, or come along to one of the places that we go to for the drop-in. So I think it's next week I'm going to be over at Freshwater at our place Tuesday morning. Today I'm actually at Veterans Outreach Support here at the Riverside Centre. So for people that we meet, we can provide them with this assistance.
How incredible and how needed is this? I mean, it's a lovely thing to know that there's help and assistance out there for people, and I don't want those people to now think, yeah, but it's not quite so cold now, we won't bother. You know that it's going to get colder. We've got a few more freezing cold snaps yet before we reach the end of winter. And let's be honest, it doesn't have to be always freezing to be, damaging to your health. If you've got a cold house and you need some kind of assistance and advice, then, do it now. Pick up that telephone, make that call.
There is a lot of research to show that if your home is below 18 degrees, it is harmful to your health. No matter how fit you are, no matter what age you are, if your home is below 18 degrees, it will damage your health. You may not notice the effects this week, this month, but they are building up within you. So what we've been saying to people when we go and see them is keep the space that you're in warm to at least 18 degrees, if at all you can afford to. We're still meeting some people that just cannot afford to put their heating on at all. And when you think we live in one of the wealthiest countries in the world, that really shouldn't be happening. So we need more government support for that. But if you can afford to put your heating on for part of the time, concentrate it on the room that you're in. So shut all the doors to the other rooms and just turn up the radiator in the room you're in, or put the heater on in the room that you're in. to try and keep that up to 18 degrees.
And that is the magic number, 18 degrees. So healthy if you can. But if you can't, if you are struggling, you've got to pick up the phone, you've got to make that call, check out the website as well, because there is now help. And it's not, you don't have to wait for it, it's now. You make that call now.
Yes, we can book in to go and see people, and as soon as we've been able to visit somebody, we can provide the help for them.
It's great that you've got the funding, and we'll come on to the other funding in a mo. You said you wanted to go around and sort of, you know, in your mind, you've seen a few things, and maybe this is a great way of giving people advice, because, you know, what sort of things should they look for? How can they help each other?
I think one of the biggest things I've noticed recently is how drafty some people's front doors are. And when you look at them, you can actually see daylight between the frame and the door.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I carry with me for the home visits, it are draft excluder strips, so you can just stick them on round the edge of a door, and it's a very quick fix to get rid of that draft. And again, that will make a difference. And it's not just the financial difference, it's how warm and drafty your home feels when you're sat in it. It has to be comfortable for you. And other things that we've seen are real problems with damp and condensation. And this sounds counterintuitive, because everybody's keeping everything so tightly closed. We've seen people putting plastic over the outside of their extractor fans and taping over it. Because,
no.
I know, because they're worried about losing heat from it. But what they're doing is actually trapping all of that moist air within the home that will lead to damp and mould issues.
Yeah, other issues as well, I would have thought. Breathing and stuff might become a little bit tricky.
Yes. I can understand why people think it's a good idea, but you don't... One other thing to consider is that damp air takes a lot more energy to warm it up than dry air. So you'll use less energy on your heating if you can get all of the damp air outside. And even when it's freezing cold outside, if you've got trickle vents in your windows, you really should have those open so that you're getting clean, fresh air to breathe, and that the moist damp air is going outside and will have less of an impact and less likely to cause damp and mould within your home.
That makes common sense. Do you know something we decided that we were going to do, probably going to do this weekend, is because if you want to keep a door shut, so to keep that room shut, but you've got cats, it's a bit tricky. Because if they might get trapped in there, they might need the loo and so on. So what we're going to do is we're going to get the cheapest cat flaps going, and we're going to put on certain doors, only certain doors, not all of them, a little cat flap so they can get in and out, so we can shut the door.
That's brilliant.
I mean, it's just common sense, and it's just fine-tuning a few things just so you can keep the door shut, keep the warm air in. It's costing you money, and if you've got everything set up correctly, that heat should retain.
Yeah, it should do. But as you say, it's little things, and it's thinking about it. And one other thing that we've been finding are a lot of people now are wanting smart meters fitted, which is brilliant. But they're then phoning their energy company, and the energy company is saying, well, sorry, but you can't have an appointment. We've got nobody over here to fit them. I went up to Parliament last week for a meeting with National Energy Action and raised this issue with them. Because on the island here, it is a particular problem, because there aren't many, if any, engineers that can fit smart meters. They're actually based on the island. So the energy companies have to send somebody over, which they might do one day in a blue moon. They'll do half a dozen in a day, and then that's it. So the National Energy Action are raising it at their next monthly meeting with Smart Energy GB, all of the energy companies and the government department involved. So they're keen to get smart meters rolled out so that we've all got visibility of what we're using with our energy. So if anybody is having trouble getting a smart meter fitted, again, if they could email us at info@greeniow.org.uk, we can add them to our list. And that gives us the evidence that we need to keep pushing to try and get this issue resolved.
How brilliant. So you went up and they took note.
Well, hopefully they've taken note. I went up and said...
Yeah, fingers crossed.
But I don't think I was the only person that said the same thing.
No.
So again, unless we stand up and we say, and unless we stand up and shout for what the island needs,
yeah,
nothing changes.
No, because that's right.
If you don't know there's a problem, you don't know that you need to fix it. One thing people can do if they want a smart meter fitted and they're being told there are no appointments, first thing, when you've been told, sorry, there are no appointments available, ask to raise an official complaint and you'll be given a complaint number from your energy company. The energy company then has 6 weeks to resolve your complaint. So effectively, they have 6 weeks to arrange to get an appointment for you to get a smart meter fitted. If they don't, you can then escalate that to Ofgem, and then Ofgem will step in and deal with the energy company. And I'm meeting people that have gone to Ofgem, and not only are they having smart meters fitted, they've been paid compensation, and the energy company has gone back and done a back calculation and worked out how much they would have saved had they been on one of the smart tariffs compared to the standard tariff, and they're refunding them that money.
Wow, that's so incredible.
There are advantages in getting smart meters fitted.
So that tip again is, don't, if they can't give you an appointment, you just say, well, I want to put in a complaint.
Yep, raise an official complaint, get a complaint number, pop that in your calendar, and if it's not been resolved within 6 weeks, you can escalate that with Ofgem.
Wow. I mean, that's a useful tip to know. It's a shame that that's the way you've got to do it. It's a shame you can't just sort of say, we need an appointment, need it as soon as possible, and you've got to go down that route, but that's just the way it is.
It is at the moment, but I'm hoping that will start to change, because if enough people start raising complaints, then again, the energy companies, they don't want lots of Ofgem rulings against them on complaints, because that's one of the ways they're judged on how good a company they are. So they will want to resolve these issues, which means they'll start to put the resource in that they need to get the smart meters over here and fitted.